Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Off the Wall Podcast. My name is Austin Summers, and this is the Off the Wall Podcast. For those of you that don't know, this is our first episode. That is right, our first episode. And we will be talking about the world of video games, esports, my experiences on ranked matches in Call of Duty. Also, for all of you sports lovers out there, we will have a full weekly analysis of the college football world, which will be separate episodes of the podcast. It'll still be Off the Wall Podcast. They will just be their own little separate episodes that will be rendered every Sunday night. Their release dates will be the same dates as the regular Off the Wall Podcast. The release dates will be bi-weekly and will be every other Tuesday. With our first one being today, the 18th, the first episode. All of our podcasts will be streamed over Podomatic, Spreaker, and also iTunes. So the iTunes one will be, they may have a little bit later of a release date. Podomatic, probably the same. But Spreaker will pretty much be, the first place that you'll be able to find all of the podcasts, just because it's so much easier. And I may even go ahead and do the off-the-wall, college football analysis, weekly analysis, live over Spreaker, because I can live stream over Spreaker. iTunes and Podomatic, I don't really know how to live stream over those, but the Spreaker app, I can live stream over pretty much, you know, right on my phone, which is what I use to record all this. This is not a professional podcast, people. This is a podcast that is done by some random guy named Austin Summers, who just really wants to get his feelings about, you know, video games, the world of college football, the esports world, and, you know, like I said, my experiences in Call of Duty. There will probably be a weekly segment called My Number of Kills in Ranked Call of Duty. I'm terrible at that game, guys. I really am terrible at Call of Duty. So terrible. Oh my god, so terrible. So terrible. I think I average at a 500, actually, not gonna lie. I try to make my kills as high as my death is. Like, I'll go 16 and 15, or 16 and 20, you know. I mean, I think the best match I ever had was 15 and 10. Was the best match I ever had. Actually, it may have been better than that, to be honest with you. But 15 and 8, I think it was. Yeah, 15 and 8. I remember it now because I was real, real excited because my deaths did not break 10 on that. And so that was real exciting. But like I said, this is just the pilot episode. This is just the feeler episode for everybody to, you know, listen, see what they like about it, you know, give me feedback. My Twitter handle will be at Fatal Joystick, FATALJOYSTICK, Fatal Joystick. That's where, you know, where you guys can keep up with me. We have a website. I'm probably going to redo the website. I'm using a free version of a website creator app right now, and I think I'm going to go ahead and pay to have the pro version of the website done. That way I can have an actual www. and have, you know, a lot more features, especially one that, you know, if this thing really, really kicks off and I'm doing, you know, really, really successful, you know, and there's a big demand to hear my voice every week, you know, I'll probably set up a, you know, a donation and give, you know, shout outs to people or, you know, somebody's business you know, something like that, endorsements, you know, something, you know. But I'm not planning on any of that, honestly. This is just something that I'm doing for fun for right now, unless it gets too strenuous. Fatal Joystick is the name of my production company, pretty much. You know, that's pretty much it. You know, it's just one guy with a microphone with a couple cool names for some stuff, you know. So Fatal Joystick is gonna be, I want it to be a really, really cool, fun, interactive thing for not only the gaming community, but maybe, you know, the college football community. I know Fatal Joystick is not a good name for a college football analysis website or anything like that, but I will be giving my own analyses of the analyses. I do not think that is an actual word, analyses. I will be analyzing. That is the word I'm looking for. I will be analyzing pretty much Big 12 football play, some Big 10, but pretty much Big 12. And when I say pretty much Big 12, I mean pretty much the Oklahoma Sooners. I'm a season ticket holder. I go to every home game. I watch every away game. But I will not be biased. I will not be a homer. I will be biased. That is the thing. I will not sit here and say, oh, the ref screwed over, you know, the Sooners, so, you know, we would have won that game had it not been for the refs, or, you know, there should have been a penalty. I'm not going to do any of that crap, because that's just ridiculous. You know, if a team like Baylor, who's a legitimate team, comes in and beats the living crap out of the Sooners, I'm not going to try to justify it with, you know, blaming the refs or blaming, you know, anybody but the fact that the Sooners could not come in and get the job done. I have real high hopes for the Sooners this year. You know, they're ranked a bit lower than I thought they would be. I thought they would at least be in the top 15, but, you know, being in the top 25 is at least it's a hopeful. You know, with the way the season ended last year, I was so disappointed. I was so disappointed. It was so bad. So bad. And, like I said, the best thing for me to do is just pray and hope that the Sooners have a good season this year. The quarterback position is very, very iffy at this moment. My thoughts is they're going to go with Baker Mayfield, but analyzers in the local area and everything saying, you know, and people who are a lot closer to the program than I am, you know, I'm just a fan with opinions, but they're saying that it's going to go back to Trevor Knight, which, if it does, I hope he's a bit more consistent than he was last year. His consistency last year was just god-awful. Oh my goodness, it was god-awful. But I did attend the spring game, and what I seen on the spring game was they were leaning more heavily on Baker Mayfield than they were Trevor Knight. And, you know, to me, that shows to me a little bit more as a fan that they might be leaning more that way, because Baker Mayfield may be a better fit for the new offensive coordinator, but I'm not too sure. However, you know, pretty much, you know, they have to do something this year, guys. They really, really have to do something. Because I do not want another disappointing season like last year. I mean, last year was, oh my goodness, it was just terrible. In the words of Charles Barkley, it was just terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible. But, you know, other than that, I have really high hopes for the Sooners, like I do every year. Now, here's the other thing. I love college football. I do not like the NFL. Now, the reason why I can tie these two things in together, the video games and the college football, is because there used to be a game called NCAA 2000, whatever. I love those games. I would smash with the Sooners at those games. I mean, I could not tell you how many coaches dynasties that I played on different games that I went 10 undefeated seasons and won 10 national championships in a row. You know, I loved those games. Those games were just so fun and so phenomenal. And since they, you know, they've discontinued them due to lawsuits and such, because EA was using player likenesses and players couldn't get paid for it and, you know, blah, 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 which I understand. You know, there's the big, you know, hoopla about players getting paid, college players getting paid and all that controversy. Honestly, you're in college, you're playing football. If you're good, you have a, you know, 50% chance of making it to the NFL. And, you know, based on that, you're going to be starting, you know, in your first year with at least $500,000. I mean, honestly, come on, really? I mean, you're going to be getting paid somewhere. And if anything, you're going to college. You're going to get a degree in something really, really cool. And you're going to make a lot of money at it. I mean, honestly, come on now. You don't need to be paid. I understand it's hard for those 4 years. I'm in a lot of financial trouble myself. But you don't need to be paid. Come on now. Let's just stop that hoopla so I can get my NCAA video game back on. But in the absence of that, I've been playing Madden